Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Marnie comes back from a trip down to frigid Texas, I understand.
Frigid Texas, yes. We had one nice day, and we had to spend it all inside.
Yes, well, that's the nature of those kinds of things. Tell us about what you were doing down in Texas and for our listeners.
Sure. Well, this is all part of the Rural People, Rural Policy networking program that I've been involved with for the last couple of years that was sponsored by the Kellogg Foundation, as in Kellogg cereal. And they've had a real interest in rural policy and rural issues for a while. And within that group, we were all broken out into seven different networks, some based on geography. Ours was based not on geography, so we have people from all over the country in it. And we have all been cut loose now to follow our own business. And so the particular network that I'm in had a meeting down in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, where some of our members are from.
Okay, and what is the focus of your particular group then?
Well, we actually have four focus areas. We have broadband, of course, healthcare, economic development in the form of small business development and entrepreneurship, and transportation. So we're divided into these different policy work groups, basically. And each of these groups, since we're all from across the country, we all have different missions that we're working on. Some of our groups are involved in disabilities, and others are involved in immigration rights, and others are involved in economic development for their region of Northern California or Wisconsin. You know, some are involved in youth development, and that's, you know, across the country. And so we work together. We all bring, you know, our own information, our own perspective to this, and we're putting together policy recommendations that we hope to pass along to Congress people, senators, you know, maybe even the administration. And that's basically the focus of our work right now, is working out these policy recommendations. There are a few big things coming up right now, like immigration reform and transportation. There's a major transportation bill that they're starting work on now in Washington.
But isn't that mostly an infrastructure bill?
We're actually looking at this not just from the perspective of infrastructure, as in roads and bridges being built, but also from the perspective of transit. In Minnesota, we have to be interested in that because in rural areas, it's largely aging population who are not going to be able to drive long distances much longer. Another group in our network that's really driving the interest in transportation is the group that works with people with disabilities in rural areas. You know, these are people who need transportation to get around. And so, you know, if you can catch things at these early stages like that, you actually have some potential for having some influence.
Well, thanks for getting us up to speed on the work
welcome.
You've been doing. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.